Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Early break on The Ticket. Nick Stainer, Jake Sorensen back on Monday. Steve Sipple, Bill Bush alongside. Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency.
Finance.
A Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, and other fields. They have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more. Obviously, Currency, part of our friends at Sandhills Global.
The Peds!
Swim, if you want to apply, you can. We're meeting the Peds. Me and Steve and Jake will meet them with Carson Schott for to go to Oregon for lunch.
Delicious.
Yeah, a luncheon is going to be set up for a team meeting to talk about Currency.
Sean and Tom.
Yeah, Sean and Tom will be there. We're going to talk over it. And also, we have Jake has a couple thoughts on their golf course on the Dormy.
I'm sure he does.
On the what? What did you call this?
Dormy.
The Dormy Network.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that their, so Jake has some things he wants to hit with them on a couple ideas he thinks he can improve a little bit. So he has some thoughts on that. So we're going to get with Carson on those things tomorrow. So we talked about it. Campus. Swim, I'm telling you. You have this incredible future in media and radio, but if you have that want to be incredibly wealthy and well sought their entire life, mm-hmm. like that, get involved with Currency.
Well
sought. Not sure where that came from. Felt like Dr. Love got involved there for a second.
Which is Dr. Love not happening tomorrow?
Dr. Love is not happening tomorrow.
Okay.
Dr. Love is not happening.
Bill's not here tomorrow. Did you not know this?
Let's not talk about it.
I tried. Thanks. Real cool, Swim. How did I know about this?
And Sip did not.
Yes.
No Dr. Love.
This is what I don't always know is that things are told to me weeks in advance. I found out last month that Jake wasn't going to be here. You found out two days ago.
Yeah. Last month. That makes us feel great.
Thanks, Jake. You found out 2 days ago. Bill, you're gone tomorrow. Sip doesn't even know that. I just feel like I have to keep secrets.
He knows I was gone.
It just hit me that Dr. Love's not going to be around.
The Love Doctor.
Okay, so people just hold on. You're going to hold on a week, right, if you got problems?
Yeah, I got problems. Hold it together. Tell what you can do if you do have problems. Apply. Apply to Currency.
Really?
Get a hold of Carson Schott. Go over your resume. He talks. Can you imagine like that? Do you have a timeline for your improvement?
Of course, there's always goals.
But do you have it all laid out for you? As someone said,
realistically, no.
It's hard, right? That's super. I didn't have that either. I had some goals or some things that I hope would happen. Mm-hmm. Then laid out. That doesn't happen at Currency. Carson lays the whole thing out. Here's where you're going to be at this time.
Career tracker.
It's 100%, Steve. That's what they're doing.
God. You might have had a career tracker.
Not a career tracker. We know I had nothing in Currency.
Like a spreadsheet?
Spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. I ran it on my floppy disk. I came up with a plan. Yes, I came up with a plan on my floppy disk. So, anyway.
Anywho.
Currency.
Yep. Yes. You've been out at that campus, and it's very, very impressive, the Sand Hills campus.
Yes.
So, once again, gocurrency.com/careers. All right, Bill's Thrills on a Thursday. You ready, Bill, to go? All right, here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah. Is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
If you're looking for remodels and everything from bathrooms, kitchen, and whole house remodels, call Randy at 402-417-5204 for a quote today. Cool parenting tip Thursday. The floor is yours, Bill.
Thank you. Randy also is available. If you have shag carpet, needs to come out.
Ooh.
Randy could take it out. I would advise not to take it out. I would advise to stay with that as long as you can and get the carpet rake, as if we talked about yesterday.
Carpet rake. Bit.
Okay. You know what that is?
I do not.
Back in our day, everyone had shag carpet. What were the colors in your mm-hmm. house, Steve?
It was green upstairs and red down.
Red downstairs. An orangish color was used a lot also. A lot of orange shag.
There was a lot of orange.
But there was a rake. They actually purchased a carpet rake.
Okay.
They would use, like if you had company coming over, that you would rake the carpet before anyone came
it
over.
It looked great.
Wow. Yeah.
Like an infield.
It's like an infield. It was. It's like you get new carpeting. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely borderline.
Rake the carpet real quick.
Yes.
Dad's coming home. Rake the carpet.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dad's coming home. All right.
Bill's thrills.
When you choose to roam, embrace the foam. When you choose to roam, embrace the foam. Teach your kids the importance and the history of the Styrofoam cooler. The history of the Styrofoam cooler.
Ooh.
And me and Steve grew up with this. Ooh. The Styrofoam cooler was Xanadu. I mean, the squeak. Remember the squeak? The squeak was unreal. It'd be like, if it's in your car, it'd be like, I don't know if I can take it. Because there's always, no matter how you adjusted the cooler, it always had a squeak to it.
The top was the problem.
And the next thing was, it was incredibly fragile. If you did anything wrong, you could crush the whole thing like an aluminum can in your hand. So when you brought the cooler out, it was like, But when you loaded up a cooler and iced it down and it was in Styrofoam, it was the great, everything tasted different. It was better coming out of the cooler. Way better.
For some reason, if you
pulled something out of a cooler swim that was Styrofoam, the change started to come when me and Steve, probably, I don't know, maybe in the 80s, all of a sudden the Playmate comes out with the snap lid.
Yeah.
Well, that snap lid didn't hold the ice near as well. Then you had the collapsible cooler. Then you had the Coleman.
What's collapsible?
The collapsible one that's just like zip up, or the ones that you can look at like, oh, I can almost fold it up. But it doesn't hold or doesn't last very long. It doesn't have a lot of time to it. But the ice doesn't like that. And you had the Coleman. Remember the giant Coleman that was aluminum with the big kind of the turn swish to lock it? I mean, it could lock the lid on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no locking on the Styrofoam.
I saw one yesterday.
God, the Styrofoam lid was the thing when you place that bad boy on and trying to eliminate the squeak and trying to and not have it. The number of times it's just like, cooler's down, just shrapneled. Just absolutely shrapnel, because somebody would lean against it or something would happen.
Don't sit on it.
No, you had to treat it like it was gold. And then if you remember, Steve, they had some elite ones later in life when they had the super thick Styrofoam coolers that were like that thick.
Yes.
Remember those like that? And they had the big lid. Those were like, okay, that was industrial Styrofoam, and it was incredible. But I just like the simple one that was about what? Inch maybe? The lid, you can see it. How about this one? Had the little handle on it, and then you tie the handle down. That's how you held the lid on. That was the whole premises of the lid, be able to handle that and be able to take care of that.
You were a boy, right?
Yes. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this, when this was happening generally, because by the time you were working with the concrete job, had it gone to the Playmate?
It started to go to the Playmate about that time. Seriously. I know that I've used Styrofoam. I've used it almost... Because I'll buy a Styrofoam cooler probably at least once a year. Just, oh yeah, like at a U-Stop.
Really?
If you see one, I'll just buy one. Because sometimes I'll just use it for the day. If I'm gonna have a Styrofoam cooler today. Because it's not for long. Mm-mm. It's not one thing. Oh yeah, I had that. No, there's certain people do like that. But when you get a Styrofoam cooler, you know it's got a couple days. And something's going to go wrong with it. But the squeak was the thing you had to fight with this incredible diligence.
Yeah.
Yes.
It could drive you crazy.
Anything from the text line?
Well, there's a lot from the text line. Yeah. Fred Knott Hoiberg says, Styrofoam coolers. How many times I had to chase that lid when it blew off on a windy day.
Absolutely.
That's what I was going to ask. What did you guys use to keep the Styrofoam
cooler?
Generally,
it was just a rock or something.
Okay.
Wait,
that was trouble.
You just weighted it down.
Even in transport.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Even in transport. Yes. You had something.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Yeah. You put something on top of it. And then no matter what. Didn't matter what happened in your back seat, no matter what happened, that baby's squeaking. Yes. Anything else, swim.
Yes. Gus on the text line says, my grandpa had a malt liquor styrofoam cooler.
Ooh. Oh, that would have been gold. Ooh. Does he still have that, I wonder?
Scott in Minnesota says, we reused those for years.
Reuse.
I tell you what, they're also, reuse. I can remember Slitz used to have as a promo, a Slitz styrofoam cooler. Can you imagine right now having a Slitz styrofoam cooler?
That's what Gus's grandpa had.
Hey.
Yep.
Oh.
Was a styrofoam cooler. God. Yep.
What is this? Slitz what cooler, is this, Steve? Yeah.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. And Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Better times.
Better times.
Way better.
Yes.
Somebody says the only thing that's worse than a squeaky styrofoam is nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, it's right up there. And it just, and you know, you're thinking, is it going to stop? It's not going to stop. You can't, and there's no way, no matter what you do, you can't control it. You cannot control it. But it was a good seal. It sealed down good on the top. It really did.
Jake said, I think my in-laws have had the same one for in the back of their vehicle for 15 years.
That's incredible. Get a photo. If you could, if people could send some photos in of these styrofoam coolers, I would love to see some of these styrofoam coolers.
So you
coolers.
Think you could go to a U-Stop right now and maybe get one?
I still see them around. They're around. You see them. But these other ones were, Swim, when you got them before, it was like you planned on keeping them.
Yeah.
You planned on.
I never thought of it as a temporary.
No, temporary. Sometimes, like I said, I would just, you know, we just make errors now. Never thought of it as temporary. So you got like, hey, listen. But you were like told as a kid what to do and what not to do because they're fragile. You make a mistake and then it's over. And then, Steve, how many times do you still try to use the one that had the crack about that far down on the one corner? It'd be one corner about that. Then you duct tape it. You would duct tape the corner of the styrofoam cooler.
You wouldn't give up on it.
It's like, that's done. It's no good. No.
We just duct tape that.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
That's funny. A couple more texts from the text line before we get to the game show. Scooter from Roca says my minnow bucket was styrofoam.
Yeah, those are classics.
His minnow bucket.
That was common.
Yeah. Very common.
Brad from Baldwin says the worst was when the bottom would fall apart when you lifted the thin, crappier ones.
It could happen. The bottom could go.
Gator used to use the lid as a frisbee.
They never did that.
That's a good idea.
How about this one? I just left Bucky's on my way to Lincoln, and I bought a styrofoam cooler.
Nice.
Hang on. What
Bucky's? Is he down in North Dallas?
Does not say. I just left Bucky's on my way to Lincoln, and I just bought a styrofoam cooler.
Well, that's why they have them in all those places. Some people are going like, hey, we're traveling. Just grab a cooler. We don't have one. Put our sandwiches in or something. Have a couple cool drinks in. Yeah. But that no matter what.
Sandwiches tasted better.
Bada being on the YouTube stream says, I used one this weekend. Kept the beer and the ham and cheese sandwiches cold in the 100-degree weather.
Oh, it works. It's incredible.
Beer and ham and cheese.
There you go.
Hold on. Is the guy came back from where Bucky's? What Bucky's?
There is some, so it's not a different person, says there's a Bucky's just north of Denver now.
Okay.
So no, but the 6671 on the text line has not bounced back.
Where are you?
Yeah. Well, let us know where you are. Let us know where you are.
And send photos into the show of styrofoam that's meaningful to you.
Yes, please.
I'd like to see that.
I tell you right now, there's someone going, got one in my garage right now. Got it from 1974.
I'm really surprised how many people are still using this.
He said the Denton, Texas Bucky's.
Okay.
That's where he's at.
That's the one I was at. Stayed right. Our hotel, walking distance.
Seriously?
Yeah. Had the brisket sandwich like three times.
You were down there?
Yes.
Did you have the brisket sandwich or the brisket burrito?
Sandwich.
See, I have the burritos. Burrito, okay. Those burritos are incredible.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great rendition of Bill's Thrills on a cool parenting tip Thursday.
I like that. Rendition.
Sponsored by Dinert Contracting. Call Randy at 402-417-5204 for a quote today. It is time for the game show. Give us a call now, 402-464-5685 for a chance to shut up, Sipple. Sponsored by Bagels and Joe. Guys, it's SEC Media Days this week.
Okay.
And so how do we feel about SEC players and what teams they play for? These are all going to be guys that were at Media Days for their respective school. How do you feel about that?
I don't feel good about it at all.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Okay, well, if you feel like you are in a better spot than Sip and Bill, give us a call now, 464-5685 to win a chance at Business Box of Bagels to Bagels and Joe. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Still need a caller for Shut Up, Sipple.
Nobody
feels good.
We're pretty early right now.
It could be part of it.
We're at 7:54. We're right on time.
We're about 7:59 usually. Yeah,
we'll
get a caller.
We'll get a caller for Shut Up, Sipple.
Someone's coming in.
The sponsor by Bagels and Joe, SEC players that attend their respective schools for SEC Media Days this week.
Take your time on this, Swim.
I'm taking my time.
No, we're in no hurry.
Okay.
I don't know. They might hit. I listened to a few of the interviews, but I mean, I'm still kind of like, do I know? We didn't know the linebacker for Texas the
Anthony
other day.
Anthony Hill.
And he's the number one defensive player in the SEC.
No,
and we didn't know
best
his
player.
Best player. We didn't know his name.
Anthony Hill.
We have a contestant.
Nice.
JR is on the line. JR, how do you feel about SEC players and the teams they play for?
I kind of feel like a blind squirrel searching for a nut.
All right, here we go. Okay. Even playing field. We feel
like
the same way between the contestants.
Like
all right, guys.
Let's do this.
JR, first question to you. What team does defensive lineman Caleb Banks play for?
Not a clue, so we're going to go with Texas.
Is it Texas? It is not the University of Texas.
We'll be hold off.
We're passing.
It is the University of Florida.
Okay.
Florida.
Didn't know that.
Will be an NFL draft pick next April, Caleb Banks.
I would imagine everyone that went to SEC Media Days most likely. Well, I don't know.
Some of them.
Most of them are going to be NFL draft picks.
Yes.
Yeah, you weren't going out on a limb there, Swim.
No,
I was not. Sipple, first question for you. What SEC team does quarterback Blake Shapen play for?
I got that.
I got it.
You sure?
Yeah, 100%. I heard his interview right after Jeff Lebby.
Yes, you got it.
Mississippi State.
Is it Mississippi State?
Yes. It is.
Brilliant. We'll take that
there
one.
There it is. 1-0, okay. Sipple
Childers
and Bill.
Childers is funny. Childers said... You look like a quarterback. You got the hair.
He did. He talked about the hair extensively.
Why is that?
Yes.
Anyway. JR, to tie, second question to you. What team does linebacker, all SEC player Michael Taff play for?
All SEC.
Let's go with Georgia.
Is it Georgia?
It is not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess.
You don't have to take it.
You don't have to take it.
Be a hard pass.
University of Texas. Okay. The Texas Longhorns. one of the best players in the SEC. Probably one of the best defensive players.
They have the two
best
linebackers.
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right, Sipple, for the win, what team does linebacker Whit Weeks play for?
LSU.
Is it LSU? It is.
Brilliant.
That's an easy one. There it is. Let's play those horns.
That's a win.
That's a win.
Good
for
job, Bill.
Sipple,
got,
JR. Thanks for playing. Calling down the road. Bagel and coffee for
that
our
was
guy,
a tough
JR.
One. That wasn't easy. That wasn't. If I hadn't heard the Shapen interview yesterday just randomly, I don't remember it.
Did you hear it on driving home?
Somewhere, yeah.
The thing is,
there's a bunch of replays of different shows. All of a sudden, I was catching Neuheisel and Childers like at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was like a replay or something.
I'll give you the horns one more time.
Thank you.
There it is. Thanks for playing, JR. Wins a bagel and coffee from our friends at Bagels and Joe. Four Lincoln locations, also a location in Seward, Bagels and Joe.
Thank you.
Good. So, you like that place a lot.
I love Bagels and Joe a lot. I visited them on July 4th when I went to Seward for the July 4th festivities.
Is that where you were playing cornhole?
I sure was. That's one of the places.
That's an Italian hot spot.
It is not an Italian. Has nothing to do with Italian, folks. Has nothing to do. Tiebreaker. Here's the tiebreaker.
This is for Bill.
Yes. Sam Pittman is entering his sixth season as the head coach at Arkansas. How many wins does he have as the Razorbacks head coach in those five full seasons?
Five seasons.
Five full seasons.
Yes. He's entering his sixth year.
36.
Sipple, over under 36 wins for Sam Pittman.
I'm saying a little under that, 34.
Under 34 even. He's 30-31 in his five seasons. He has three bowl game appearances. All three of them, he's won. He's 3-0 in bowl games.
Get him to the next level.
2021, he won the Outback Bowl, and then he won the Liberty Bowl in 2022, and then last year in 24.
Two Liberty Bowl
victories for Sam Pittman and the Arkansas Razorbacks.
I hope they have a decent year this year. I think it's a great story.
Sam's a good. Yeah. He seems like a good man.
Talk about someone again. It's like, and is there anyone pulling against him?
No.
No. He has. He's one of those guys. It's like, were you asking of Pittman in Arkansas? Love him.
I know one thing. Pittman would have gave George Strait a high score today.
He would have, 100%.
You guys now secured a winning week in Shut Up, Sipple.
Big.
You guys are 3-1 on the week.
Yeah, we're 48-37. Hey, Rudy.
That's right.
Rudy, you've done very well with the
board. There's been times the board that's not always been managed that well. It's the best board management we've had for a producer.
And legible handwriting.
Yes, very good.
Rudy's very quietly efficient.
Yes.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
There it is. So you guys win Shut Up, Sipple today. When we come back, 8 o'clock hour, plenty of stuff to get to in the 8 o'clock hour. NIL spenders, we talked that in the first segment. Also, some changes may be coming to the morning show on Fox Sports every Saturday.
Wow.
We talk about that when we come back in the 8 o'clock hour.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.